That right there, Season of the Witch, as covered by Karen Elson from The Truth is in the Dirt. And with that, allow me to welcome you to another edition of Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you as I do every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time here on 101.9 FM in Vancouver and everywhere at CITR.ca. Yes, you can even listen to this wonderful program and so many more from truly anywhere in the world, which is pretty neat and pretty darn fun, if you ask me. Happy to be back in the hosting chair another week. Time be turning. And I cannot believe it is already, as that first song alluded to, the season of the witch. It's spooky season. It's Halloween week, Radioland, and it's one of my favorite times of the year to be programming this here radio show. There's so many great tracks out there that are Halloween-y or Halloween adjacent, if you will. And it's just a treat to be able to wrap some up together for a little bit of a spooky hour for you and yours to enjoy from now until 6 p.m. Pacific time. So that's what I have for you today. Should be fun. Should be good. My hope is that you are able to get away from some of the stresses in your life, some of the things that have been bothering you, and really just enjoy the spooky vibes, because that's what I could use today. I'm definitely here for an hour of not thinking about the rest of the world and just thinking about fun Halloween-y things. So we'll be talking more about that in between the breaks. But let's just get right into the tunes we have prepped for you today. First off, it's a classic. And by classic, I mean new classic. And very grateful that this artist gave us this song to forever associate her with this holiday, as she already has aesthetically. Very known for her love of a skeleton onesie, if you will. I'm talking, of course, about Phoebe Bridgers. I'm talking, of course, about her most recent album, Punisher. And I'm talking, of course, about the track. I mean, it's a great one to start with today. Halloween. So, get sad. Get ready. I promise the mood's going to go up and down throughout the next hour, but I'm going to start things off with a little bit of Phoebe Bridgers here on Into the Woods. This is Halloween. Enjoy.
Go all night. I used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past. But I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be anything. Oh, come on, man, we can be. Yeah. gonna do what I want you to. Mix it up here in my little bowl. Say a few words and you'll lose control. I'm a hex girl and I'm gonna put a spell on you. I'm a hex girl and I'm gonna put a spell on you. You'll feel the fog as I cloud your mind. You'll get dizzy when I make the sign. You'll wake up in the dead of the night, missing me.
That right there, Ska Tune Network and Court Carnaby covering one of my favorite Halloween songs in existence. That is Hex Girls, which you may know from the hit animated film Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost from the early 2000s. Very formative for a young queer Mel. The Hex Girls, they're hot. Gotta say it. That's my formal endorsement. And very, yeah, just an absolute blast. And I know I have played their track on past Halloween iterations of this program. And I was absolutely delighted to see Ska Tune Network, a non-binary ska defender and cover artist, put out a whole album of Halloween tracks, including a cover of Hex Girls. It's a treat. It's a delight. We love to see it. So again, that was Hex Girls as covered by Ska Tune Network and Court Carnaby off of Skalloween. Before that, we heard from Peach Kelly Pop, the track Black Cat 13 off of 2018's Gentle Leader. Before that, one of my other favorite Halloween songs, Yoko Ono, Yes, I'm a Witch. I'm a witch. I'm a witch. Oh, it's very fun. Very, very fun. And kicking off the set, a little bit of Phoebe Bridgers with Halloween off of her album Punisher. You're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, here with a spooktacular edition of the program on this October Tuesday. Hopefully you're in the spooky mood. I know I am. My partner and I have been watching some Halloween movies over the last couple weeks. We've been watching through the Final Destinations with some friends, and those movies are wild, especially because they're filmed in Vancouver. And like, they're, you know, some movies are filmed in Vancouver and they try really hard to make it not look like Vancouver. They put no effort in the Final Destination movies. And like, memorably, the fifth one has this whole big scene where the Lionsgate Bridge collapses. But we watched the second one on Sunday night, and some guy gets like impaled by a ladder or whatever. And it truly is just like a recognizable alley in Mount Pleasant just off of Main Street. And it's kind of spooky to think about. So that was one that we watched. Last night, for the first time, I watched Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, which I had never seen. And I'm very disappointed in myself, because if you haven't heard the news, Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, came out as queer recently and has had a secret hot butch personal trainer girlfriend for like 19 years. And we truly love to see it. And so if Elvira, Mistress of the Dark wasn't already a campy, canonical queer film, now it extra is. So my partner and I sat down and watched that last night, and it slaps. Highly recommend if you are looking for a fun time this spooky season that is not scary, but is very just silly, and it has such an aesthetic that is so specific and so delightful. A great watch. And then the other one that we watched this week that I'd also never seen before was Interview with the Vampire, which is also a canonical queer film of the horror genre, and also notable for Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt having a lot of long hair and tenderly holding each other, and then co-parenting a tiny vampire Kirsten Dunst in like one of her first film roles with this tiny little vampire perm. It's a wild ride too. Highly recommend. So that's been a very fun part of my last little week here, is diving into some spooky films I've never seen before, getting a little fright, a little scared, and it's been quite pleasant. So I hope that you're getting to do that. If you're not a spooky film person, I don't know, go watch Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. It's not that scary. It was very scary when I was like 7 years old, but I think you could, if you're listening to this program, I believe in you. I think you'll be brave enough. So anyways, that's my ramble about spooky movies. Next up, we're going to listen to some CanCon because we love our Canadian queens. And by Canadian queens, I'm talking, of course, about Tegan and Sarah. Why not? We love them. They're great. They're fantastic. It's a great time. And we're going to listen to, of course, because again, in the spooky theme of the mood, not every song has to literally say Halloween, Hex Girls, Black Cats. Sometimes we can just be a little more vague about it. This one falls somewhere in the middle, and that it is explicitly about ghosts and walking with them. The track is Walking with a Ghost. It comes from Tegan and Sarah off of their 2004 album, So Jealous. It's great. It's fun. I think you're going to have a great time. I know I'm going to have a great time. So enjoy that one. Don't go anywhere. This is Into the Woods.
No matter which way you go, no matter which way you stay, you're out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind, out of my mind. I was walking with the ghost.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
That right there, Father John Misty with Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings off of Fear Fun from 2012. Before that, we heard from Saskatoon's favorite surf rock trio, the Garys, with Graveyard Curve off of Surf Manitou. And kicking off the set a little bit of Tegan and Sarah walking with a ghost off of their album, So Jealous. So you can think about that as kind of the ghost graveyard set of the program, if you will. The program you are listening to right now is Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at UBC. My name is Mel Woods. We're hanging out with a spooktacular edition of the program today, sharing lots of fun, spooky Halloween songs of various kinds, various tones, various energies. And I'm having a blast, and I hope that you are too with whatever you're up to. I definitely have eaten way too much Halloween candy over the last month. I'm very bad for it. My partner and I'm definitely the let's get treats, and she's the we have treats at home person. So every time I'm out, every time I'm at Shoppers, I'm like, oh, the Cadbury box, it's $4 off. That's such a good deal. We should get it. And then we just have a bowl of it sitting in our living room that we just kind of munch on. And I know, but you know what? It's the season. I only get to munch on Halloween candy for like five more days. Ugh, time's flying. And then it's Christmas time. So get ready, Radioland. Get ready. But yeah, I hope you're enjoying your spooky season. I hope that you are staying safe out there. I know Halloween parties are a thing this year. I know my big Halloween plans are to stay home. But I know folks are heading out doing things, and I mean, you're vexed, you're following the rules, best to you, but yeah, be safe out there. I feel like I say this every show. This is a really, really dour radio program at this point, if I'm always just reminding you to get your vaccination and stay safe. But these are dangerous times we live in, Radioland. They are scary in not just Halloween-y ways. But so we truck on. So we truck on. Next up, we're going to listen to a little bit more CanCon. This comes from a band that I have really enjoyed, especially around this time of the year. They're just very fun. They're very heavy. They're a blast, really. I'm talking about Rough Spells out of Toronto. And this is going to be the title track off of their album from 2018, Modern Kicks for the Solitary Witch. And it slaps. And after that, we're going to transition actually into another song from the Garys. I'm giving you a good heads up now because it's going to be a long one. The last year, the Garys put out a whole soundtrack for Hawkson, the movie about witches and whatnot. They put out a whole soundtrack, and I had thought maybe I would play that whole soundtrack as this program today. Decided to just pull one track from it, but it is long, it is atmospheric, and it's very fun. So gird your loins for that when it comes. But first up, let's listen to a little bit of Rough Spells. This is Marn Kicks for the Solitary Witch here on Into the Woods. We'll be right back.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Celebrating human ingenuity, resilience, and grit. Tell a Story Hive's Game Changers Documentary Edition is here. Calling all local emerging filmmakers in BC and Alberta, Story Hive is offering 30 grants of $20,000 each to capture stories of local game changers that are making their community a better place. Send in your application to storyhive.com/apply by November 10th. If you have a story to share, we want to hear from you.
Thank you.
We love some Yeah Yeah Yeahs. That was Heads Will Roll off of It Splits. Before that, we heard from the Garys with Hysteria off of Hawks on Witchcraft Through the Ages, which was a live soundtrack they recorded alongside the film at a screening of it, which is pretty neat. So that's why you heard those applause there at the end. They basically, it was played through the whole soundtrack alongside the film to an audience, which I would have loved to see that. And kicking off the set, we heard from Rough Spells with Modern Kicks for the Solitary Witch off of the album of the same name. Radioland, we're coming towards the end of the program here on Into the Woods this week on this October Tuesday, this spooktacular Tuesday. Next time I see you, it will be November. Time really do be flying, Radioland. It's kind of wild. It's just, it feels still like it's like June. Like, I feel like the summer and the fall didn't happen, and now we're entering into Christmas season. It's kind of wild, but that's living in a pandemic, I guess. Once again, I do hope that you are taking care of yourself, taking care of the ones around you. And I do hope that you manage to get up to whatever your blend of Halloween spirit is this weekend, whether that's just sitting and eating a lot of candy, watching some spooky films, seeing some friends, dressing up. I definitely don't have a costume this year, and I do have a work Halloween party I need to go to virtually, so I'm gonna have to rope together something to wear on the Zoom It'll be half-hearted, but, you know, these are trying times. Getting a Halloween costume together is rough. But yeah, those are my wishes for you on this week. One last shameless plug is I have a new piece out in Extra Magazine, extramagazine.com, talking about transphobia in the Canadian media. Now, I know this is a bit of a pivot, but I couldn't leave you Radio Land today without just plugging it. It's bad. There's been a few, I think I talked about it on the program last week, that there's been quite a few questionable things published in mainstream Canadian outlets lately when it comes to trans folks. And I'm very grateful to work for a queer publication and got to put together some of my thoughts on all that and how editors, writers, journalists, everybody can be better. And it starts with listening to trans people, and it starts with things like the Trans Journalists Association Style Guide and a lot more like that. So if you want to check out that piece, it is at extramagazine.com or all over my Twitter feed at Into the Melwoods right now. I encourage you to go read it because I think, especially for cis people, don't fully understand what's at stake here and why these media outlets messing up narratives about trans people is bad. And not just bad, but like causes harm and hurts like kids and things like that. So go take a read. That's my shameless plug of the week. I'm going to send you off into your Halloween vibes with one last track today. It's a fun one because we're having fun here. Like I said, I'm glad to have spent this hour not thinking about TERFs on the internet. I'm going to go back to thinking about TERFs on the internet, but I'm going to go back also thinking about this next track from Aqua. It's Halloween off of their greatest hits. What a way to send us out of October into November. This has been Into the Woods. I'm Mel Woods. We will see you next week. Enjoy some Aqua.
It's fine. skin and candlelight. You might be the chosen one at junior high tonight.
Halloween.
Hello, everybody. My name is David Dichter. I sing with MDC, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And I hope you have a great day, and kill the cop in yourself, and hopefully the rest will follow.